I am nice, because I'm nice, Bill.
And I'm nicer, Abby.
Shit, it's...
I gotcha. Gotcha, bitch.
We got a brawl.
Fight.
Yeah. And these are some of the sodas we like.
Right. They're not fighting each other because we are digging on... Let's not get too carried away here, Bill.
I'm part beast, part man this episode.
Well, okay, there is that.
That's the segue.
I am always part beast, part woman, so I trump automatically.
That does just strictly have more letters, doesn't it?
It does. So... actually a third more letters, but that's fine. No, it's like 20%.
I mean, if you're going part beast,
20% more letters.
The more words you're considering in this equation, the less percentage it is.
And that's okay as long as it is some percentage above you.
I heard that a lot growing up. I've forgotten what's going on. I'm wearing horns.
He is. He's wearing horns. They're lovely.
They were made by a good friend of mine.
Nice.
And
friends
you
are
can...
good. Guys, you guys, pals, Bill has friends.
The rumor come out.
Bill has friends.
Does Bill is have friends?
I'm so glad that you were here to share this discovery with us.
Yeah, it's a big day.
Yep. But anyway, this particular friend.
Yeah, you can buy all sorts of different horns on Etsy.com.
Etsy?
I don't remember the name of the store, but I sure do have a link in the show notes.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the tweet or whatever.
Yeah, definitely that.
And better.org.
It is. They're quite lovely.
They're really good.
Are they comfy?
Not bad. You want to try them?
Yeah, I want to try them. Yeah. Get that shit on my head.
Phoebe's got... Phoebe's got... I forget what...
The texture on them is lovely.
Yeah, they're really good. I forget what type of animal it is, but Phoebe's got the horns that go like just straight up
for
a foot and a half.
Are they the twisty ones or just straight?
Straight.
Some sort of African antelope
thing. Why I can't remember.
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah, they're really good.
It's real good.
Yeah.
They're solid. They got a nice texture on them.
Yeah, handmade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dig it.
So this is a... this is a sponsored episode. I keep almost saying that it's our first sponsorship, but that's not true.
Okay.
How you doing, Phantom William? I don't think Phantomonium ever gave us kickbacks, so.
I mean, we reference Phantomonium a lot.
We had them on the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, these are super good horns, and she also does like jewelry and stuff too. So,
sweet.
Yeah, really good.
I dig it.
You should.
I do. I feel a little weird though, because I'm a Taurus and I'm definitely wearing ram horns.
I'm a Libra, but like they're pretty even.
Well, what are you gonna put a scale on?
And they're just even. They don't tip at all. So like.
I mean, I guess.
But you should tip if you can't afford a tip. You can't afford to go out to eat. You heard it here first.
You did actually. I hope you didn't hear it here first. Actually. Because then I need to speak to your parents.
That's some problems. I'm going to put these back on.
Yeah, put them back on your head.
I'm just going to be a beast this whole episode.
You're always a beast, Bill. What?
Hell yeah. I can't. It's hard to wear these with glasses, though.
Yeah, it's pretty much hard to put anything on your head when you
also
have
glasses.
It's
the most comfortable headband I've ever worn.
Because
it doesn't
nice.
Crush my skull.
Also that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not used to the process.
Yeah. That's fair.
You know what process I am used to?
What?
Being the king of segues. Where's that soda?
Here's the soda, man.
We got...
oh, this is... I found a specialty soda store.
Yeah. We're live on location.
In our apartment.
In our alternate studio.
Yes.
The kickbacks were real good. We got two studios now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That just means we have to pay rent twice.
I have to pay a mortgage.
okay, well, I have to pay rent and you have to pay a mortgage.
Yeah. Well, we just paid rent the once, so that's nice.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah. We've got David Caruso's Dark Cream Italian Style Soda.
There's
no hyphen, so mine's just as valid. Both sides.
All right.
Let me tell you something about how valid this is. To the Caruso's family, tradition is a way of doing business that continues to prove there is no substitute for the quality that comes from family tradition. That sentence is too long.
That was a very long sentence.
Our philosophy has been passed down for four generations. Did they use tradition
twice in the same sentence?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
They used family tradition twice in the same sentence.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, continue.
Our philosophy has been passed down for four generations, starting with the original Peter Caruso from Palermo, Italy, who was awarded Italian Citizen of the Year in Palermo? Milwaukee.
What? Hold on!
There's some
real
twists and turns here.
Hold on! I feel like we're missing a good portion of that story. So he's from Palermo, and he won Italian Citizen of the Year in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, the good land.
The Caruso legacy is the high standard of quality, hard work, and integrity we abide by to this day.
Goodness. That's dramatic.
This is Witt Beverage Company. Where's Witt out of if he is Man of the Year of Milwaukee? Doesn't say.
It doesn't say?
Just made in the USA. Usually it says, like, at least where they're bottled or something.
Yeah. You are quite right, my friend. Huh. Established 1961.
Okay.
Mm. I don't know why I looked on the bottom of the bottle. But I did.
I mean, looked everywhere else.
Yeah.
Maybe it's one of those fun things where it's on the inside of the label.
It's a clear label. I feel like we'd be able to tell.
Maybe it's on the back of the vanilla flower.
Then nobody can see it. What's the point of putting it on there? That's just a waste of ink.
Well, once you drink the soda, you peer through the bottle and you see it.
It's a brown bottle, Bill.
Then write it dark.
No, then you write it light.
How am I going to read it if it's light?
Oh my god. Just open the soda,
let's,
Bill.
Let's open.
Open the soda. It's a twist off.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, this is a dark cream
soda. Yeah, I grabbed that immediately out of Abby's box of questionable goods.
Yeah!
Let's even this out here.
All right. I mean, as it's filled, it's
pretty dark.
Yep. It looks more like a root beer than a cream soda.
This is my dark and twisted cream soda.
I don't really like that idea, but all right.
I forgot his name. Kanye.
What?
Kanye West.
Are you, like... Seriously, Kanye? Or is you just saying that as a filler?
If I recall, Kanye released an album titled My Dark and Twisted Fantasy or something.
Oh, yes.
Like
that. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That was the reference. Cheers. You got a lot of messages.
You are. You're very popular tonight. It smells, congratulations, like a cream soda.
But with an ulterior motive.
There are secrets inside this cream soda.
This sounds like I'm just bullshitting, but... You're smelling it. I'm not entirely wrong. I'm not 100% sure that I can trust this soda.
Hmm. It's a
tricksy. This is a soda with a past.
It's a tricksy beverage.
I probably shouldn't be questioning this soda's past after we talked about the proud Italian heritage.
Oh, no.
My bad. Let's backpedal.
Yeah, no, we're backing away from that stereotype.
But this...
This soda is not involved in the mafia.
This is definitely, like, I've had lighter root beers
than
this soda.
Yeah, straight up.
And it's got a hint of red to it.
Yep. It's a lovely dark amber when viewed through the light.
It's that classic Italian accent that everybody knows and loves.
All right.
Professional actress, Abby. Mm,
yes, here he is. I'm a professional. I'm going to put this in my mouth now.
Give it the mouth as a professional.
That's very pleasant.
I was expecting the flavor to hit way harder.
Yeah, it's this, smooth
this
as
fuck. This tastes
fun.
More like a clear soda would. As far as just like visual perceptions and expectations, yeah.
And it's got a very, there's complex, there's a bunch of layers on it. That sort of peel away as it sits on your tongue.
No. Every other layer is vanilla.
Yeah, but there's...
But that's interesting. It goes back and forth between...
Like vanillas.
A specific flavor.
Yeah.
That's a little buck wild.
It's definitely not...
I'm not even involved in this conversation. How do I mute things?
Oh my god, group chats?
Yeah.
Get me the out of those.
I'm gonna get you into one.
No, please don't. That's the worst. You get one relevant text message, and then you get 17 from other people to whom it may or may not be relevant, and...
Yeah, but the Ambitter group chat is very good.
Oh, that's... Alright.
I mean...
Not that any of you goons would know that.
Take that, Lauren.
Yeah.
Lauren's in the chat.
Yeah, Lauren's in the chat.
John.
Also in the chat. Oh, wait, which John?
Brian.
Bill. Bill. You're purposely trying to name people that are in the chat anyway.
Eric, Jason, and Caleb.
My god.
I think that's everybody.
So, wait. The people that are goons are the people that are actually in the chat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And me. Oh, Sid! Fuck! Well,
man.
I'll come back in. So... Sodas, huh?
Yeah, soda.
They're not just your grape and orange flavored anymore. We've got a whole wide variety in this world of beverage.
Yes, we do. Today, it's vanilla. And then, vanilla. And then, just in case, they put some more vanilla in it.
Mm.
But...
Now I've made homemade sodas like that.
But I like vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla's good.
So shove it.
I used to not like vanilla at all.
Crazy. You're crazy.
Because in the 90s, vanilla was just billed as the flavor of plain.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's fair.
Though, I'm just going to foreshadow. We will eventually find out what plain soda tastes like.
I'm so excited for that one.
It's going to be amazing. but that'll be... Oh, my dudes, we've got so much soda.
Oh, man. We are...
We're booked probably through, like, Q1 2018.
Yeah. Yeah. We have several months worth of soda at this point.
It's really exciting.
I went a little hog wild...
Now you know the feeling.
I do. Yeah. I went a little hog wild at that specialty store, and I didn't even consider how many of the sodas we, A, would have already tried on the show, which actually only turned out to be one or two of them, of the ones that I selected, and I also didn't consider how many sodas we already had on backlog.
That's my flaw.
So
I will literally complain to you about how many sodas I have in my home.
And then
the next day I'll be just like, Abby,
hey,
I brought three more home from Woodman's when I went grocery shopping. Golly.
Well,
this is like fine, but it's like nothing to talk about beyond like, hey, it's complex.
Yeah, it's got
which seems weird to say. Hey, it's complex anyway.
Yeah, well, how do you? It's got. It's funny because it's got a lot going on, but all that it has going on is vanilla.
It's like.
And sugar.
It's got a lot going on, but it's all the things that you'd expect out of a good cream soda.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, it's a good cream soda.
Yeah. I'd probably accept one if it was offered to me at
I don't know. Drinking a whole one is a lot.
But we've established that that's just how this goes.
Yeah, that's fair. Sort of lose your ability to...
When I'm not on this show, I will drink a soda over the course of an entire D&D session.
Yep.
That's usually the pace. And yet here we are.
Chugging it down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see.
I haven't been thinking about analogies at all.
I have not. I mean, I'm good as far as rating, like, score goes, but I
feel like I'm a horse. And
of course.
Of course. And
a ghost horse?
Maybe.
Ugh.
Maybe someday. It's good to have ambition.
Well.
And somebody just gave me like a big old bag of oats. I'm just like,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
I got these oats.
Yep.
And you're like, tell me about those oats, horse. I'm like, I'm a fucking horse, and these are oats.
And then, as a horse, he eats them oats.
Yeah, I just eat those. Strap this soda to my face. I give it a 72.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's not the best cream I've had, but...
It's good.
Yeah. It's not the worst cream I've had.
Let's see. So, I'm going to say that this is...
The story of a girl.
Cried a river and drowned the whole world.
This soda sure doesn't look so sad in photographs, though.
I absolutely love it when she smiles, though. Look at that smiley, smiley soda.
Who?
The soda... Anyway. So, analogy is... Playing.
Yeah.
It's playing one of your favorite old video games. I mean, it's not.
Or is it playing a new video game that feels like one of your favorite old
video
games?
Fuck, it's playing Final Fantasy Type-0. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay.
Because it felt. Aside, there was, like, new mechanics and whatever,
it,
but...
It is complex.
Yeah.
And most of those flavors are vanilla.
Oh, man! This is so... It's got so many layers.
It sure does.
All right, it's Final Fantasy Type-0, because it was good! It was good! It
was
functioned
fine.
Like an old Final Fantasy. You ran
I
around on a map.
I finished half of it.
You finished it? Jesus! Me too! Oh, man. Okay. All right. Well,
I thought I nailed it with the horse thing.
Yeah. You nailed it with my analogy.
So good. The horns give me power.
Yep.
If you want to tell people about sodas, trust me, buy horns.
Yeah. Yes. I had no idea where that was going, and I was very concerned for a moment. But yeah, I guess I'm going to give it like a, fuck, I'm going to give it a 76. Like, I dig it.
Okay. I don't have to use the calculator this time.
What is it, Bill?
It's a 74.
74! What up? He just burped to
74.
The sky. Okay, so hey, that's cool. 74. It's a good soda. Again, Caruso's Dark Cream Italian Style Soda.
See, you got on board. It feels a lot better to say, doesn't it? This stylistic soda straight from Little Italy in Milwaukee, I guess.
Or,
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so this episode has been brought to you by...
by the store that I don't have the link for. I asked, and I was told I'd get the link later.
Is there, like, a screen name or something?
Yeah, I would love to know.
Oh, my God.
It's totally... Oh, shit, Mana Mechanical. Man, I hope I remember that.
Yeah, I don't... Don't hold your breath, y'all. I mean, if you do hold your breath, just hold it for
they would have... They know whether or not I did it.
All right.
It's don't always hold suspenseful
your,
for us.
Don't hold your breath, Abby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right. Yeah. So I guess that's,
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it for...
Caruso's Dark Cream Style Soda.
Italian Style Soda.
Found a horse. Give him some oats.
See you later, soda pals!
Make sure it's okay that you gave that horse
oats. Yeah, don't feed a horse that isn't yours.
Like my grandpappy always told me.